Any change is difficult for people, and especially when we're talking about this addiction. But so far today, quite positive. We've had the results, very few people out at the gates, which is a great thing, and a lot of people looking for help. So that's why I've gone on to do my registered nurse prescribing, so I can actually now prescribe as soon as I see patients on the wards. So I will be following them up as soon as they come in an admission too, and making sure that there's no gaps in the service, that people will be getting their treatments.
This is going to create difficulties for some people, particularly those who believe they need a cigarette in order to relax and find themselves in a stressful position in the hospital. And there's really a challenge facing you to offer the help that such people need to quit, while also being understanding and sympathetic to the situation they're in.
Yeah, and we have been training a lot of the staff up in what we call brief intervention training, communication skills and how to deal with the situations appropriately, and maybe move people on from just thinking about quitting to actually quitting. For myself too, we have to recognise that this is an addiction and people are just not ready to do it straight away. So psychologically we have to give that education, and we also have to give the support.